Welcome to the CONCACAF Connection, a football podcast where five friends take you through the ins, the outs, and everything in between of the beautiful game. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, leave us a five-star rating. Follow us on TikTok at CONCACAFUS and on Instagram and Twitter at CConnectionPod. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
The moon's hotter than the sun? That's crazy.
Always has been.
Oh, my Lord.
Is it really?
No.
No.
I was like, what? Am I learning something new right now? I was like, I never knew
this. Next thing you know, Adon will say the earth is flat, and Jose will be like, is it really?
I thought so. I thought this motherfucker was a little slim. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're missing Edward this week, unfortunately, but he's in Hawaii. We're on the plane coming back from Hawaii. That boy. But I think it's only right that we start with the Champions League, especially seeing how two teams have similar situations, different situations. Manchester City drew 3-3 away from home, and the next leg is at home. Meanwhile, Arsenal drew 2-2 at home against Bayern Munich and have to play the reverse fixture at the Allianz. So I'll kick it off to Daniel. Why don't you start off? How do you feel about the result against Real Madrid at the Bernabeu?
I mean, overall, I feel good. I didn't want to lose the tie, which we didn't. Or I guess there's still the other half to play, but this half we didn't lose, which I was really happy about. The only thing was, I guess from a neutral perspective, it was a good game because no team had control at all. So, I was shitting bricks the entire time because it's Madrid and they show up and show out. This is their competition, so. Fuck you again, Abdon, by the way, because you fucking jinxed it like a motherfucker.
Oh, that like, yapper jinx is real.
As soon as he said City have won it or some shit like that, I said, that's so early. Like, we did not win this tie.
And then for the viewers, I said, well, Bayern are fucked.
And you said Madrid.
No.
He hit with the Bayern.
I said Madrid. I said, well, Madrid are fucked. And then 20 minutes later, fucking Madrid are 2-1.
Dude, oh my God. And then he did the same thing with Arsenal, which I guess we'll get to in a second. But
yeah, but then I ran out of steam. I got overzealous and I used up my juice on the Chelsea one.
Thank God.
I fucked. But,
thank God.
He said yeah, the Chelsea
all, all in all, I told Brandon this last night. As I said, as long as we don't lose this fixture and we take it back to the Etihad, I think we'll be fine.
Especially with them closing the roof.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was
sick. Did you notice anything? Did it seem louder?
I didn't think the
commentators did mention how much louder it was, but on the TV I didn't notice it. It still was just as loud.
They gotta control the levels for the commentators and shit, so they can't make it too loud.
Well, the Bernabeu is always just a loud stadium.
Yeah. But the commentators were talking about how like unextraordinary loud it was. So it just sounded the same to me. They were just as loud as ever. So, but yeah, all in all, I'm not too upset about it. The only thing I would say is that like both teams lack control of the game. Obviously, we had a pretty good moment. We had a good spell where we actually had control of the game and we were up 3-2 and then Valverde with the insane volley to equalize it. So, but like I said, I'm not too upset about it.
How is Ederson fit enough to be on the bench, but not fit enough to start?
I think it's because, Ortega has been, I guess, somewhat, I don't know. I think
very good recently.
I will say he's been pretty good like recently in terms of shot stopping. So I think that's the only reason why he's putting him over Ederson. I don't know if it's mind games or what, but I will say that his performances have been better when it comes to saving.
Yeah, I'll say the only goal I really feel like you can fault was the second goal. Was it Rodrigo's goal?
Yeah,
it kind of went between his legs, but before that, I mean, the first one was the deflection, and second one or third one was just a world.
No one's saving that one. So, yeah. But
him and Phil Foden, they popped off today,
dude. Oh my God, Foden's goal got me off my seat. Oh my God,
I mean, Gavardos was better than Foden.
Gavardiol, dude. Ooh. What a time to get a first
Gavardos
goal.
Gavardos is better than Foden, and that's a fucking center back. Like
dude, this is what the Champions League should be, though. 3-3 games, world class goals. no team can control the game. Like, it's just nonstop action. That's what these games should be. And we got those from really more powerhouses.
Dude, yeah. I couldn't even – I was watching the – whatchamacallit, the Paramount where you can watch – where you can stream two games at once. Mm-hmm. I was just like –
I hate the layout of that shit though. It's so ass. Like, why don't they just make the game the screens a little bit bigger? It's just, it's not a very good layout. But no, I was watching that and it's, oh my god, such good games.
It was, dude. This was a good game for Champions League.
All right, so, Brandon, why don't you tell us about your game today at the Arsenal Stadium?
I was so happy. I was so happy. When we scored, I let out a yell. I was so happy.
You weren't working, were you?
No.
No, dude, that would have been hilarious. On a forklift, just imagine. Ah!
I was like, yes! Like that. And, dude, how was Goretzka allowed to run that far through?
You mean Sané?
No, the Sané goal, the Sané thing was the second, happened the second time.
Oh, okay.
And then fucking, of course, Gnabry has to score one against us.
Dude, the king of London, man. Holy shit.
Yo, chill out. Chill out on that title. Chill out on that title.
Dude, then, I mean, he owns London. Like, that's football Twitter. But, like, it's true. Like, he scored. He scores religiously against Arsenal, Tottenham.
Not Chelsea.
And Chelsea.
Not Chelsea. Don't know. He
I don't think thing. He's ever scored against them.
I don't think he has.
Wait, when?
He scored.
No, he did when we
the year after. Him. The year after Spurs, he scored two against you.
He did when we played them when Frank Lampard was the manager.
You're right. Everyone was scoring on this.
Yeah, that was a bad team.
We were still winning.
Everyone was scoring on us.
Okay, but for the most, okay, he owns North London.
Yeah, okay.
Valid. There you go. I like that. I like that.
He owns London.
No.
I mean, North London owns London. So, well, no, I guess that's Tottenham, isn't it? Yeah, he owns North London. Let's go with that.
Well, anyways. I mean, we were just so nervous. You could just tell. And I'm just like, why are we so fucking nervous? We're respecting them so much. None of these players have had the Bayern Munich defeats before. So why are they nervous? Like, there's no reason for them to be playing the way that they did. They played so, I don't even know. Like,
I think it's just Arteta.
They played scared. And I thought for sure, once Saka got Davies on a yellow, I was like, oh, this will be good. Because, like, obviously, Davies can't make any more challenges, or like, I mean, he can, but no, not any reckless challenges. Maybe he'll get a red card later on in the game. And then it was just end to end. It was just so chaotic. We couldn't get control of the game. Leroy Sané being allowed to run down the fucking right side of the fucking pitch. And then, I mean, the tackles that were being made were woeful. The one from Kivuar was awful. Declan Rice's was lazy. Gabriel did good in pulling out of his challenge, but then Saliba just clattered into the side of him like an idiot. And then, of course, Harry fucking Kane has to score against us. You just knew it was going to happen. And then Raya went really early for that penalty, too. I was really disappointed in how early he went for that. But
I mean, didn't he go the wrong way anyways?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he went early the wrong way, and so Kane was able to just be like, oh, I'll just hit it the other side. A
little cheeky redirection.
Obviously, we got the goal back in the 76th minute, but... And then there was a controversial call where...
No, not controversial. Right call. Don't do that. Be for real. Be for real.
No. I was going to talk about a different one.
Oh, okay.
There's a controversial call where Raya passes it to Gabriel, and Gabriel picks it up and passes it back to Raya because apparently it wasn't the goal kick that he wanted or something.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see much of the Arsenal game, so.
And the referee's explanation was, he's like, it was a schoolboy mistake or like a kid's mistake. I'm not going to call a penalty for a kid's mistake in the Champions League quarterfinals.
Exactly what you should do.
I mean, yeah, I'm glad he didn't, though.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
So, I mean, at that point, it would have been 3-1, most likely. And then you never know what's going to happen from there. I should have – dude, I've just – Bayern have nothing to lose. They can just do whatever the fuck they want, and we're just so nervous. I'm hoping that it's the other way around when we go to Germany, since they actually got a draw here. that now there's like there's expectation on them from their fans to actually do something, and they get a little nervy. And I think Bayern this season, if they get nervy, isn't going to be, you know, it's they're just not built for nerves. But I don't know. You never know. They might just still be like, whatever. Like, if we make it to the semis, whoop-de-doo. If we don't, it's Arsenal. So
it's not really ideal to go to Germany, to go to Munich, when you still have this second fixture. I mean, I know it's pretty much like a clean slate. Like, no team has the advantage,
but a team
it's
has
not advantage. Really ideal.
We're piped. We're losing. We're piped.
That's why I'm
I don't know about you losing, but I definitely don't think that. I do think that you're going to struggle a lot.
You will definitely struggle.
Well, the big thing is Davies is out for the second leg.
Yeah, but
I'll yellow suspension.
But I also think this Bayern is like a cornered animal right now. Like, they've lost the league. They're not in the DFL.
DFBL.
Yeah. The Pokal, and not the German Cup. So, like, this is the last thing they have to fight for. And, like, Thomas Tuchel needs to go far in this.
Why?
Because right now his reputation is not doing so hot. I mean, he's not a failure by any means, but also, like, it's not looking good for him right now.
But also, if there's ever a manager you want in a semifinal of the modern managers, he's up there.
He is one of those guys. He knows how to win those knockout games.
It's just like he's already fired. Like, he's going to be gone at the end of the season, so what's it matter? Just throw the game, please.
His personal pride, and also if he could win this trophy, a trophy in his cabinet. Two Champions League trophies in the last 3 years.
Just throw the game. They disrespected
throw
you.
Throw the game.
They disrespected you by firing me before the season's over. Just throw the game.
Well, I mean,
he's Chelsea through and through. He hates Arsenal.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be one of those games where you guys are not – I'm not going to say you weren't prepared for the second leg, but I feel like they might throw everything.
But you weren't prepared for the first leg.
I think you guys did really well.
Nah.
I think you guys did better than most people give you credit for.
You lost total control of the game. If there was ever a blueprint for how to beat us, it's make the game chaotic.
To be fair, from a neutral perspective, I don't think either game today had any control. I don't think any team had control.
Yeah, but at least y'all were playing at the Bernabeu and got a draw, and now you get to come back to the Etihad. We had this shit happen at the Emirates.
But you see,
now we have to go to the Allianz Arena and get fucked.
But you see, this is where I think the modern game has like plagued a lot of people's minds. Like, you're saying right now, if you didn't control the game well enough. And to a certain degree, that's true. But you don't have to control the game to win a game. Like, you do not have to.
That's fair, but this Arsenal team does.
That's true, but you're also going up against a powerhouse.
You should at home.
Other teams don't have to control the game to win a game, but this Arsenal team, if it is cagey, if it's chaotic, they're not built for that.
Well, this is a good time to learn how to deal with that. Unfortunately, you are still in a growing phase in the Champions League. You've only been, was it? I heard some crazy stat, and I didn't realize how bad it was. Not bad, but like Bayern have won this tournament 6 times. They've been to the quarterfinals and the semifinals more than any other team. You guys have only been to a semifinals twice. The last one was in 2009. Like, you're going up against a team whose DNA is like through and through, we know how to win. And every year they win. Even this year where they've been kind of poor, they're what, second in the Bundesliga? They're tied with you right now in the Champions League? Yeah, they had a mishap in the DFK Pokal, but they know how to win. And your team, unfortunately, and this isn't a dig, it's not there yet. It could be because you still have a tremendously young squad, but this is the kind of games where if you can't control it the way you like to control it, you have to find another way to control it.
I think I didn't like Arteta's substitution at halftime. I thought Tomiyasu should have come on instead of Zinchenko.
It worked out for you. Sané didn't do a damn thing on that left side. On the right side.
Fine, but I still, you know, I don't rate Zinchenko. So.
I know you don't rate Zinchenko, but I legit thought you were going to get opened up now.
I was going to send you guys a text when it happened. I was like, well, we're fucked.
I really thought. I was about to send another whelp. Arsenal, I don't want to jinx it.
Back on the UCL track, I'm almost certain we're not making it through.
Oh, that's a big test, man.
You never know.
Well, I'm at this point in the season, I'm not even sure I want to make it through.
If Arsenal wants to win the league, they need to drop out the Champions League.
Especially if
City drops out. Exactly, yeah. If Real Madrid knock out City for whatever reason, you guys being in two competitions, two prime competitions, it's going to
wear the squad thin.
The only way that I'd want to stay in is if City win against Madrid. And if all the title contenders are still playing in European competitions, then that's fine because we all have to deal with the same shit. But if City drops out or if Liverpool somehow miraculously gets knocked out, I just would rather not be in it.
Even I like Atalanta, but they're not going to get knocked out.
I was going to say, even though Atalanta are a decent team, I don't think they're knocking out Liverpool.
Unless Liverpool's like hit with like a crazy injury bug.
I doubt it.
But you could have it. But
it could happen. I doubt it.
The only thing that seems to not have injuries is Arsenal. Fucking black magic going on over there.
Well, you know what? That's fine.
Don't worry, it's coming.
Helps you.
Is it coming?
If one of your center backs go out, you're done.
Let's talk about that dirty, dirty play of Saka.
Oh my gosh, what are you talking about?
That last minute. That
last one. He could have won the game for you guys. Instead of dragging the foot for the penalty, he should have just shot. He had an open net.
I mean, you're not wrong about that.
Brandon, what did you think about it?
Dirty play.
At first, I was kind of like, why wasn't that a penalty? And then I saw the replay, and I was like, damn. So I really just did that BS.
Like, I'm shocked he wasn't.
He should have just chipped it over.
Yeah.
Just do a little chip.
He doesn't even need the chip. He literally has an open goal.
Yeah.
If he just jumps over the player, he has an open net.
He could
pass the ball in. The other defender was not going to do anything.
He was probably trying to get a guaranteed chance. And he
lost the half chance.
He's just stupid.
Well, you're star boy?
Shitty player.
I'm shocked he wasn't given the yellow by the ref.
Well, there's still contact.
There was contact.
Havertz should have been booked for simulation as well.
No, did Havertz go down too?
Havertz went down too at some point, and he did not get touched in the first half. I think it was.
Yeah, that happened. Anyways, this ref was very. He wasn't very. He didn't get about many cards.
No, he was. I think he was trying to really let the game go on,
which I like. I personally
prefer that.
I'm really curious to see what's going to happen at the Allianz Arena with Harry Kane. Because, like, I kind of want to see Harry Kane do a hat-trick against Arsenal. I don't know why, but I kind of want to see it.
We will be there.
Brandon with the straight face.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean, it's the best striker in the world.
As long as Ty gets four, then I'm fine.
As long as he gets four?
As long as Ty gets four, then I'm fine.
The Kai Havertz one doesn't hurt me. I don't care about that one.
It hurts me.
I don't care if it hurts you or not. I just don't want to go out.
But you do want to go out.
I don't know. It's hard. So I want to compete for every trophy.
But also,
I want to win the Premier League, and the best way to do that is bowing out of the UCL. I don't know.
Daniel, we'll ask you the same question. With how everything's going right now, your team not being as strong as you were last season, what to you? What's more important, winning the Champions League or the Premier League?
He has a chance. Hold on, before you answer, you have a chance of breaking two records. If you win another Premier League, you're the only team to win four in a row. And if you win a second Champions League, you're the only English team to win two in a row.
And you're the only second team to do it in its history.
So, please.
So three records, really?
Because they could win the treble back to back.
We could. We're still in the FA Cup. I'll say this: if I'm being forced to pick one trophy, I would not mind losing the Premier League and getting another Champions League.
Daniel's like, we already got so many. Why do I need another one?
It's just
honestly valid.
It's such a prestigious award. It's
the most prestigious trophy to have. It's such
a prestigious award. Like, I'm not saying that the Premier League isn't, but like, dude, a Champions League, like, it's.
You submit yourself amongst the legends if you win.
If for sure. So like that's why I'm like, I can't just – even though we already won one and that one was amazing, dude, I want to win another one.
I do think your past
– I'm part of the Champions League winning squad with City. I'm not, but I'm just a fan. But
hey, at least you're not a glory hunter. At least you were there before
Pep. I'm here for the ride.
You were there before Pep, so at least you're not a glory hunter.
Certainly.
So, I was – okay, shut your mouth. Over there.
Brandon's definitely not a glory hunter. Brandon's been through the trenches for like 9 years of this team.
Hey, so, dude, that's loyalty. In the trenches. That is fucking loyalty. Most people in your shoes would have just jumped ship.
I'm still in the trenches.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
And we haven't won shit yet. All right,
buddy. But if you want to look at trenches, look over here.
Okay, well, I'm not sorry for Chelsea. Y'all have been.
I know you're not sorry. I'm just saying. If you want to talk about an actual trenches, you need to shut the fuck up about trenches.
Y'all have been out of the trenches for 20 years and are complaining about two bad seasons. Cry me a river.
These two seasons have been worse than you've finished.
Okay, that's ever. Like, that's tough. Ever. I know it's going to turn around, so I don't care.
Well, I don't. Well, didn't. Okay,
unless you guys were like actually in relegation, which I still
without Cole Palmer, we would be.
City, buy him back, please.
Daniel, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying, like, what did Arsenal like? What was the lowest finish in like recent years? Like 15th,
eighth.
Was that what the lowest?
Yeah. They were predicted 15th without Aubameyang's goals, but they finished 8th.
Just like we would be predicted like 17th without Cole Palmer's goals.
Dude, it should be happening. Why can't it happen?
Well, we're going to finish 8th this season, and we're going to go from there.
I don't know, man.